You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with my program, this is the show where for the next hour I'll be playing you guys some tunes and talking about things pop culture related, me related, that have been going on with me. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. What's going on with you guys? The rain has just let up. I'm looking at the forecast now. It's looking like a whole week of sun, so I'm happy for that. Much needed rain to maybe mitigate some of the forest fires we're going to experience this summer, but nonetheless, I'm happy for the good weather. I've been, this week, for some of you guys who've been following me for my last, for my last time slot, and maybe who have been following me the last couple of weeks, I've been at SFU taking this like geography of wine class, which has been super, super interesting to me. It's a primarily like a geography class. I'm not learning to be a sommelier here, although that would have been very, very cool. But you know, I think for a lot of people in that class, it's the first time sort of engaging with wine discourse and sort of like sitting down and really trying to taste wine. So we kind of had our big like field trip for the class, which was kind of like the main selling point for me for this class. We didn't go too far. It's not like this field trip was like an overnight thing to like Penticton, like the Okanagan or something. But, you know, on Tuesday, we all got into a bus. We bussed out to Langley, to the Fraser Valley, the Fraser Valley wine region, where we saw two wineries. And it was so much fun. It was such a funny field trip, because there was just like a lot to unpack, a lot going on in the sense of like, I think the community of the class. First of all, it's a semestered course, so it's only like 6 weeks. So any of you geography majors out there listening to my program, you know, it's a pretty cool class to take, and it's a 4-credit course. But I know the majority of my listeners are not students necessarily, but you know, it's a short class. So in terms of other classes I've had, you don't really get to know a lot of people, you know, it kind of goes by in a blink of eye. Like, you know, I feel like I just started this class, and I did kind of just start this class in May, but within a blink of the eye, you know, next week, it's like the last week of class and we're already wrapping up and I'm already trying to crank out a final project. So nonetheless, you know, I think I got there and everyone's really shy. And also like it's Tuesday morning at like 9:45 a.m. and it's absolutely raining. Like everybody's getting rained on, sitting like and cowering from the rain in this little awning, waiting for the bus to come pick us up. And so everybody's like so damp in this bus and like tired and hungry. And then we get to the first winery and, you know, we're still outside in the cold a little bit and everyone's a little bit cranky, but like, you know, the first set of wine tasters come out and we start tasting some wine and they bring out a cheese board. And then everybody just gets so talkative and the room sort of like wakes up, like everybody's like chatting and everyone's like, you know, I see everyone getting a little bit like Asian flush, you know what I mean? Getting a little bit red and everyone's asking each other about their majors and like what everyone's trying to do. And it's so funny. Like it's, you know, I think, first of all, I mean, I think that like field trips in university can tend to be very rare. If anything, I think the only field trips I've ever had in my post-secondary career have been geography classes, for that matter. Maybe there's like other majors that have, you know, similarly like, let's say like field-related, you know, excursions, but you know, I think for a lot of people it was kind of like a big novelty to go out. And you know, I think this is like one of the field trips that like don't necessarily feel like I'm there to like synthesize information and to like fill out some sort of worksheet or other. You know, it was very much like we're all there to kind of enjoy wine, and there's not really a pressure to like necessarily have a humongous takeaway from it. So it was super cool. We went to this vineyard called Backyard Vineyard or Backyard Wineries. Oh, I should probably fact check that if I'm going to plug them like that. Nonetheless, let's see. Yeah, Backyard Vineyards in Langley. It was super cool. Met with the main winemaker, this guy named Liam, who's talking about all these cool things with the vineyard and, like, you know, how the majority of the grapes there are, like, all grapes that they, like, so they make wine of grapes that they grow themselves, which is, like, you know, kind of a big feat, you know, talking about, like, how, you know, this year's vintage is going to be kind of wiped out in a lot of areas because of, like, the sudden cold snap we got in whatever January or other. And it was super interesting, super knowledgeable. And something that was that really stood out to me, I think, was, like, they brought us to the back to, like, do some tasting in the cellar, showing us, like a sparkling rosé that they were working on. And it was really informative to, like, kind of bring us through the process of, like, well, you know, they were telling us about how they start by, like, you know, pressing the grapes and sort of just getting, you know, very clean and base sort of, you know, wine out of the grapes, and they just let it age for like 15 months, and it's very clean, it's very acidic, as the grapes you kind of want are, for making sparkling wine. Typically they're like a little bit underripe, so they've got a little more of like an acidity to them. And then they showed us, like, some, yeah, we started off with like tasting directly from this big you know, stainless steel barrel, and then they showed us like what it's like the next stage, where they've got like another batch of the same wine that has been sort of undergone its second fermentation and has like started carbonating, and we got to try that. And he was telling us about like this really nifty contraption they have where so because like the carbonation is had by like you know, introducing yeast, and the yeast you know, eats all the sugars or whatever, and I think that's how I'm kind of blowing it a little bit, but eats at the sugars, and I think that's like how it produces the alcohol. I could be wrong. I've only been in this class for like 5 weeks. And they're telling us about how like they keep and they store all these bottles upside down, so all the dead yeast comes to, you know, filters down to the bottom, like the neck of the bottle. And so all you have at the top, well, I guess the bottom of the bottle actually, because it's reversed, is just like the clear wine juice. And they have this nifty contraption where bottles will sit like face down, like neck down, in this like contraption that basically freezes the neck of the bottle, and they have this contraction that lets out like the crown cap of the bottle and quickly expels this like frozen tip of the bottle where all the like dead yeast is. And they're showing us about that, and it's really cool to watch and stuff. And overall, like, a really cool experience. Like, it was cool to, like, you know, I don't think I've ever, you know, I think from this class, I have been more on the wine kick, you know, mostly because, like, I work at a brewery, and they give us, like, a free beer after every shift, which I'm going to be going to after this. I'm going to have to scurry on over to work after radio after this, but, you know, definitely, like, you know, I'm getting the beer belly, you know what I mean, a little bit, you know, don't get me wrong, it's always team beer a little bit, you know, I'm always for cracking a cold one with the boys, but, you know, there's something nice about, like, engaging with, like, other kinds of spirits and, like, you know, drinking some wine, there's something a little bit more to it, and, you know, I'm definitely enjoying the discussions and the learning about wines. It feels like there's a lot more to learn about things, you know, maybe just because I've been feeling a little saturated on the beer, but, yeah, that was, like, a cool, like, field trip we had this week. And, you know, any students out there at SFU, you know, maybe you can get into that class, because I highly recommend it. It was a very informative class, and I'm kind of upset that it's almost done. But nonetheless, let's get into some music here, because I've been rambling for 10 minutes, and you guys just want to hear some songs and not the sound of my voice sometimes. Here we go. For my first track, I've got a song by Abigail LaPelle. Here's Stars, off their their album Anniversary on CJSF 90.1 FM.
There are more stars in the August sky. As they fall like sand through an open hand, such a great amount, one for every song. I wish I saw every love I've never known, but I to your eyes. walking side by side. Love, let a new better, what did I know? Let it go, let it go, let it go. High wire spitfire.
Love you like it was all I've been. Sleeping on the floor, living with my mom.
welcome back. That last track was by Laura. Kiss Me on the Floor here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're going to go to a quick PSA here, real quick. 1 second.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
And welcome back. So this week, what else did I do this week? Was that just yesterday or 2 days ago? I went to go see Furiosa. So I'm going to give my little bit of review about it. I don't have much to say, but it's always so fun to go see a movie. And we really mobbed. The 8 of us went to go see a movie. Got the whole group chat going, you know what I mean? And honestly, I feel like it was maybe a tiny bit. A bit of a cash grab. I mean, you know. I think it was still entertaining, but so basically it's a prequel story to that of Mad Max Fury Road, which I have something a little bit funny to say about that in a bit, but something that we all kind of unanimously noticed really quickly about watching the movie was there's a lot of CGI, which is a little bit of a surprise to me a bit, because I think that the Mad Max movies, at least the reboot, that one Mad Max movie, at least for some reason in my head, there's exists a canon of Mad Max being this whole rebooted trilogy, but they only really did one. I don't know why I keep thinking that, but regardless, that movie was sort of praised to be kind of this whole grand set pieces kind of practical effects, feature film, but there was just a ton of weird CGI. I mean, I think that it was very evident because at the end of the movie, they kind of tie it back all into the first Mad Max Fury Road. And it's they're showing in the credits sequence, they're showing clips of the original movie and all the fight scenes. And it was damn, wow, I want to watch that movie, all in all, though, it was a fairly entertaining movie. I mean, I think that I think especially